Hollywood. Songs of the movies, sung by the stars and played for Dancing America. Sponsored by Liggett and Myers Tobacco Company, makers of Chesterfield cigarettes. Their place, Hollywood. Their music, Hal Kemp and his orchestra. The star, lovely Alice Faye. It's Chesterfield time. She's tan, she's terrific. That was Hal Kemp's opening musical greeting.
She's delightful, she's delicious, she's delectable.
And that's our Chesterfield girl, lovely Alice Faye.
The Chesterfield Cheerio, everybody. And to you, Hal, especially, for them thar kind words.
Say, Alice, you remember last week, your new picture, Your Sweetheart, was previewed at the same time as the broadcast, and you couldn't get to see it?
Yes, and I hated to miss it.
Well, I heard it was swell. They tell me you've gone acrobatic and do some singing sitting up on the branch of a tree.
Yes, that's right, Carlton.
And the name of the song?
My Fine Feathered Friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. While I just sit about, you know you've got me on a limb. You think I'll stay around while you just play around. But let me warn you, the chances are slim. I know you love to fly, my fine feathered friend. Someday you'll fly too high, my fine feathered friend. I know that every birdie has to try his wings, and I can see you're planning going places, seeing things. I'll make just one request, my sweet chickadee. Don't find some cuckoo's nest and fly out on me. We two belong together, what do you intend? You've got me up a tree, my feathered friend. My fine feathered friend. I know that every bird has to try his wings, and I can see you're planning on going places, seeing things. I'll make one request, my sweet chickadee. Don't find some cuckoo's nest and fly out on me. We two belong together, what do you intend? You've got me up a tree, my fine, fine feathered friend.
The American people are noted all over the world for developing better ways of doing things. For instance,
Everything that science and money can do to make a better cigarette is used in making Chesterfields. The reason is this. We want Chesterfields to give smokers more pleasure. We want people to know that when they smoke Chesterfields, they're enjoying all the good things a cigarette can give. And this is true. Chesterfield's refreshing mildness and appetizing taste and aroma make smoking a greater pleasure. From coast to coast, they're whistling it, they're humming it, they're playing it. And for you, Bob Allen sings it, Once in a While.
To give one little thought to me, though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you, moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering embers, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while.
The next number, Off the Beat, is a little confusing. I wish you'd explain it.
Well, I'm not sure I can, Carlton. It's just a little idea of mine that I worked out trying to find something new in a musical rhythm. There have been foxtrots, one-steps, and waltzes, but I don't think a dance band has ever tried 5-4 time.
Well, it sounds a little complicated, but interesting, Hal. Maybe a new dance will come out of it called the five-step.
Well, I sure hope so.
Well, lift that baton, maestro, and let's hear Off the Beat.
Thank you. my best to keep time, but I finished two balls behind you. I think you've got something there, Hal.
Well, thanks, Alice. Not your time.
All right, Hal. It's music from Hollywood. Not only a new song from the picture You're a Sweetheart, but written by Mickey Bloom, who not only blows one of the hottest trumpets in the land, but is one of the ace members of Hal's band. Here's to you, Mickey, and your song, So It's Love.
In my dreams and in my heart, you're everywhere I go. You haunt me constantly. I think it's love. In fact, I know. So it's love. At last I made my mind up. And we ought to plan our love so that we can wind up together. So it's me, because you weren't choosing everything to gain for me, not a thing to lose. So it's you, and why should I deny you and I know what to do. Would you like to try together? So it's love, might as well accept our destiny. Since it's love, and it's you, and it's me. So it's love, at last I made my mind up. And we ought to plan our love so that we can wind up together. So it's me, because you weren't choosy, everything to gain for me, not a thing to lose. Oh, so it's you, and why should I deny it? You and I know what to do. Would you like to try together? So it's love, might as well accept our destiny. Since it's love, and it's you, and me.
There are certain things about Chesterfields that cause smokers to say, nothing else will do. Those things are Chesterfield's better taste, their refreshing mildness, and that pleasing Chesterfield aroma. And don't forget what a smoker said about Chesterfield's Christmas gift package. It's the most attractive Christmas package I've seen this year. Chesterfield's Satisfy. Rhythmic color schemes. It's a study in brown. We'll be right back. pianist who is now singing his breathless way through Paramount's new picture, College Swing, brings us tonight a revival of one of the best of the old ragtime tunes. Do you remember Josephine?
I could love like I love my Josephine. She's a flirt, she's a scamp, she's the vampiest thing I have ever seen. It seems to me that she's always flirting with the love passing by. But when I say she winks and she tells me she thinks there's a scent in her eye, I believe it would be better if I leave her and forget. Everybody said would be wise. But each time that I go out to dance with somebody else, I find myself dancing with tears in my eyes. For there's nobody quite so nice who can be quite so mean as my gal. What a gal we Josephine.
Smokers say that Chesterfields are not like other cigarettes. They say it because they know it from their own experience. Chesterfields have a taste that smokers like, a mildness that's refreshing. Chesterfields are mild, and yet they satisfy. Hal Kemp in a colorful blend, playing Dancing in the Dark and Louisiana Hayride. Thank you.
first song out, which has aroused a great deal of argument among the birds, it's about Bob White, who is taking quite a beating because he's never learned to swing. Bob White isn't here to defend himself, but to ensure fair play, we have with us the most famous bard of the barnyard, Walt Disney's own Donald Duck. Say a word to the people, Donald. Thank you. Now, here's the song. Yes, Donald, I'll be careful what I say. I haven't sung the song yet. Oh, you'd better be quiet, young man, or I'll have you for Christmas dinner. Yes, I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you've got a coney trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down, if you can swing down, give me those high notes. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you're all the cause. Oh, take it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. I was talking to my brother Bill, even Bill says you should be still. Donald, Donald Duck, what you gonna sing tonight? I was talking to our Mr. Kempo, he says you have the worst of tempo. Donald, Donald Duck, where you gonna crack your nut? Sexy doll, tell for your bow, cracking those lullaby notes. Skinny Anna says you're a menace, give me those high notes. Donald, there's a lot of talk about. Come on, boys, let's begin to shout.
Take it,
yeah.
Mr. D,
take
it.
Follow me, swing it. Oh, Mickey, oh, yes, you are, Coney Donald.
From Hollywood, starring Alice Faye.
Good night, everybody.
With Hal Kemp and his music.
Good night, you all.
That was Walt Disney's Donald Duck bidding you good night. Music from Hollywood will come to you again next Friday evening, same time, same station. Don't forget Chesterfield's Wednesday evening concerts, presided over by Deems Taylor, with Andre Castellanos and his orchestra, and our guest soloist next week will be a star of opera, concert, Chesterfield radio programs, and motion pictures, the one and only Lily Fox. Miss Faye has appeared on this program through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. The selection, She's Tall, She's Tan, She's Terrific, is from the third edition of the Cotton Club Parade. This is Carlton Cadell speaking for Chesterfield, the cigarette that gives smokers more pleasure. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.